Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Will calling. Hello, this is Will.
Hi, what's up?
Hey,
Will, what's cutting hair, man. What's up?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. We're cutting hair.
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, Will, shoot, man. I'm cutting my man's hair right now. But we just took a break, man.
Hey,
we
that's awesome.
To your survey.
That's awesome. Just to verify, your name is Jason Robinson?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you very much. Next question, are you okay to talk at a safe place and open?
Yeah, I'm at a safe place.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you. Are you 18 or older and a registered voter?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
100%.
Definitely vote. Definitely vote. Or
definitely
probably
vote.
Thank you very much.
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you represent yourself as
white, Caucasian? Yeah.
Thank you very much. I was going to say that, but I cannot answer for you.
Okay.
I still have a few questions. Please bear with me. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm a little dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means 100 means that you are very in favor of, 50 not so much, and 0 not at all. The National Education Association, or NEA.
I don't really know much about them.
Okay.
So I'm indifferent. So in the middle, 50, if that's the middle.
Yeah. Okay. 50. That's fine.
Yeah.
Public schools.
I think they're doing okay, man. I mean, I'm okay. I'm indifferent as well.
How would you grade them? 0
in
to
the
100.
Middle. Oh, 50.
Middle. 50.
50. 50. Yeah.
Woke culture or wokeism?
I mean, is it real?
If you don't know anything about it, that's
thing?
Okay too.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's not really a thing. I think it's stupid. So I don't.
You could give them any number from 0 to 100.
All right, 0, I guess. Dumb.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
About 25.
25. Thank you.
Yeah.
Charter schools.
About 50.
Thank you. Public school teachers.
75. Good.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Education.
50.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty.
I don't know them, so can I say I don't want to give any information because I don't know?
Of course. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public school? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
All right, tell me what I broke up. Rate what now?
Okay. Generally speaking, how will you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent.
Oh, they're great.
Good?
No, excellent. Yeah, they're
excellent. Excellent. Okay, thank
you.
Next, will you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools, much better. Public schools, somewhat better. Charter school, much better. Charter school, not so much better. Or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Some people view education as means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale 0 to 10. 10 means that school shall prepare them very well. Five means school prepare them somewhat. And zero means school do not prepare students at all. Regarding this topic, you can use any number from 0 to 10. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting, 0 to 10.
How much?
0 to 7.
Seven.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
Maybe 6.
6. Embrace American values and be proud to be an American citizen.
Maybe 7.
7. Thank you. Become more organized and have structure.
6.
Thank you. Truthfully understand all of America history, the good and the bad.
4.
4. Thank you. Our responsibilities and democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
4.
4. Thank you. Next question. Will you say that your state spends just about the right amount of money, too much money, or not enough money on public education?
Right about.
Okay, about right. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Ouch. No.
No, okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. As you may know, or as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade in public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing with politics. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I think I lost the intent of the question. It's
okay.
CRT,
let me repeat it.
Okay.
Is it being banned by some lawmakers that? Okay, let me repeat the whole thing. I'm sorry, I kind of lost.
All right, let's try.
Right here too. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade in public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
Disagree. Somewhat or strongly? Okay, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
You can't answer that without being biased, no matter how you answer it, period.
Okay. Okay, I understand that. That's an answer. No problem. Public school students should learn about the history of racism, slavery, and in the United States, and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Hey, well, brother.
Yeah.
I'm cutting my middle school year old boy's hair right now in the garage. He's got to go to bed because his school. First day of school tomorrow. He's listening to us.
And I appreciate it.
I gave you everything I can give you, man. And I got two more in the line to cut hair.
I know. We are 70% already, Jason. 30%. Is that okay, please?
Not really, man, because I got my kids are number one. So I got to go.
I understand, Jason. Thank you very much, man. You have a good one.
All right. Good night, Will.
All right. You too, bro.